It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
As you may have noticed, it's Halloween, and for a gazillion years, Roseburg has had the Neowalla Parade. Stacy Crowe has been organizing it for a long time. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So I'm still intrigued by the fact that this started in 1933.
And yes, in Roseburg. Actually, Neowalla's happened before that, but we've been doing this since 1933.
And how long have you been involved?
Oh, geez. Probably 30 years. I had a couple of years off, but basically 30 years.
So what led you to kind of take the reins?
I love Halloween. I just love seeing the kids have fun. The families dressed up. And it's just nostalgia, downtown, small town, Oregon, or even just the United States. I just love it.
And I know we were looking last year at the route. I mean, the route used to be, the route's probably changed a lot of times over the years, but of what Roseburg looked like, you know, in the 1930s.
Oh, my goodness. They hiked those kids all over the place. And a lot of those streets are gone. The triangle they referred to, it's gone. It's somewhere close to here.
Yeah, no, it is. It's right in front of the library.
Okay.
That's where the triangle used to be, because what is now part of our parking lot here was Jackson continuing down.
Okay.
And it's still, you've got a parking lot for a couple of businesses that are there now. And then you have the triangle, which actually, when I lived here the first time as a 0 to 5 kid, left when I was 5, so I don't remember a whole lot, but I do remember the triangle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was there. But yeah, so the parade came all the way down here from the other side of downtown and went all over the place. And so if somebody hasn't been here before with kids, grandkids, what's the route? Where do they need to go?
This is pretty simple. We stage it right out on Jackson Street. We were staging at the courthouse, but it gets difficult to cross the road. And the employees at the courthouse, they want to get home and get their kids going. So we stage it on Jackson in front of Dino's is the best thing I can say. And there'll already be 2 booths there giving out candy. So it's a good spot to get there. And don't worry if you're a little early. We try and kick the parade off between 5 and 5:15. It's a lot like herding cats. So as long as we can keep them in that area. I believe Roseburg Towing is going to help us by having a tow truck as the lead to set off the parade this year.
And when it begins, it tends to go... people tend to move pretty quickly.
I'm pretty excited if the parade lasts a block. What happens is the kids get excited, the businesses that are giving out the candy get excited, and they start giving out candy, and that's the end of the parade. But you know what? We give it a shot. We finally get all the way down to approximately Cass Street, staying on Jackson, and there we have the fire department with their fire truck. Signifies the end of the parade. And then they come back and trick-or-treat, and everybody has fun.
And you've got some dancing entertainment.
Oh, yes. Our dancing witches will be back. They won't miss it. I verified that at the Farmer's Market Saturday.
All right. So that people like. Some of the downtown businesses are already got special things out there with, decorations and all that. And I know there'll be more of that tonight.
Yes, there will be more. Our pirate will be back. I understand he only got back into town yesterday, but I believe that's still going to happen. We have a lemonade truck coming down. They wanted to give out candy. So they're going to do that and possibly samples of lemonade. I said, that's up to you. That's pretty sticky. So we got a few new things this year and a new business, the art center or the art supply store. They're pretty excited about it.
So, it's pretty simple. You just come down on Jackson Street and try to keep up with your kids.
There you go. I had a cute story the other day where about 30 kids all dressed the same, and they lost one because they couldn't tell which one was which, but they found him.
Wow. Yeah, you do want to keep track of your kids during the event because it is. Well, we haven't done the time change yet. That's Saturday night, but it will be starting to get a little dark.
Yes. The parade used to start when you were talking about it, the long route, started at 7.
At night?
At night, yes. They didn't want their kids back.
I'm actually surprised that was the case because you would think back in those days people went to bed earlier.
You would think so, but boy, they were out there.
7 o'clock to start that?
Yep.
Oh, my. Well, apparently that didn't last too long. But so Neowalla was like a big deal back when the whole terminology started.
Oh, yes. It was helping. I brought in the article that was in the Oregonian. But it was a way to stop the night of teenage vandalism, they said, back in 1910. The 10 and the 20s. So they renamed it Neowalla and made it a more kid-friendly, calmer activity. And that's what stuck.
Wow. Well, it's a big deal for Roseburg and still with a lot of fun. Let's see. Basically, you've kind of explained it. Is anything else people ought to know?
Oh, yeah. I want to give a shout-out to the UCC. The students that live down here in Roseburg will be helping us put out the barriers. They're volunteering to do that for us and take them back on Monday because we've got to pull those from the city lot and then set them all up and man them. So, UCC.
All right. Out there busy tonight. Neowalla Parade. What time should people show up?
4:45, 5 o'clock. And be careful with your parking. Use the parking structure, side areas. No parking on Jackson, please, because that's for the kids.
All right. Stacy Crow, organizer of the parade. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.